Wagwan speakers, welcome to another episode of the Unspoken Podcast. Yay! Welcome to a new episode because this is a very, very special episode. This is not just any episode. I kind of like special episodes because they're random. They're random as fuck. They're so random and so real, so raw, so relic because the instant I just wake up and think like, yo, I need to talk about this. There's something I need to talk about. I'm gonna pick my mic and then I'm gonna record. So I love these random episodes. This is a special episode. And if this is your first time listening to this, Kelele, this voice, my name is Awichi, the host of this podcast. And happy Valentine's, bro. It's Valentine's. Valentine is coming. Where is your boyfriend? Valentine is here. Where is your boyfriend, sis? Where is your boyfriend? Where is that boy? So happy Valentine's. I'm recording this at exactly 2:30 a.m. on 14th February 2024. Bro, that's how you know it's officially Valentine's. And me, I had this in mind. I was supposed to record this episode like, I don't know, like, I had it in mind, but I was like, should I do it? But the speakers are like, we need a Valentine's episode. We need a Valentine's episode. So here I am at 2:31 a.m. about to tell you guys about my disgusting love life, bro. I actually thought this year was going to be different. I was, because this is the year that I've actually let myself out to love. I've like really tried to put myself out there and invest in love. I can't even believe I'm saying it, but this has been that year for me. Like, as much as it has been a short year, but it's still February, but this is the year that I think on top of my list, on top of the things I wanted to like do this year, I just wanted to love. I wanted to find love. I don't care what saying it, but this is the year. Like, I'm really manifesting love. It's there, top three on my list. Like, I wanna just find true love, bro. Is that too much for a girl to ask for? Is that too much? I'm tired of being nimechoka kasoko. By the way, guys, I'm tired of being a baddie in the streets. I just wanna tap into my feminine energy. Hey, and you know, my TikTok nowadays, like most of my TikTok feed is just feminine energy, tapping into my feminine energy, just being that girly who's in love with one man. Oh damn, a girl can dream. But love is on top of my list this year. I just want to find true love, just want to love one person, be like, in a relationship is not bad. But anyway, I hope you guys are well. I hope you guys are ate like me, bro. I hope you guys have something planned out for Valentine's. I hope mkona watu wenu, bro. So I hope as you listen to this, I hope you listen to this on Valentine's. And I hope you listen to this with your car pass on. And I hope this is the Valentine's you've always wanted. Although, people are always trying to say, like, Valentine's not special. People are just trying to exaggerate about Valentine's Day. But I think Valentine's special. Valentine's is really special. It's that day you celebrate love. Actually, Valentine's is the day for love. It's not really a must that you have to love the opposite sex. Like, you have to be in a relationship to celebrate Valentine's Day. Like, you can celebrate with your sister, your moms. No! For me, Valentine's is about love. Like, love. Like, your person. Me, that's what... Yeah, that's my understanding of Valentine's. That's my dream of Valentine's. Like, me, when it's Valentine's, I have my guy there. So that's what I think about Valentine's. So love. Where do I start? Like, my love life is the ghetto. My love life, child. I don't want to open that book. Sitaki kufungua. Hey, because it's crazy. It's the ghetto. Like, I need to do better. So love. When the speakers, when you guys are telling me like, yo, we need a Valentine's episode. If there's something I'm always skeptical about, even people who are close to me know that I'm always skeptical about love. I'm always so skeptical about love, relationships. If you've noticed, if you're so keen, you'll know that I rarely talk about relationships in this podcast. Relationships and things, love. Like, I rarely do because I'm so skeptical about them. Like, they're so deep to me. Like, they're so deep, and I don't know, but my I don't want to say my, I have trauma. Because nowadays, if you say you're something, people are like, yo, you got trauma. What happened to you as a child? Who hurt you? But that's not the case, though. I feel like things to do with love and relationships, I'm always so skeptical about them because I just don't want to put them out there. So I'm always like skeptical about talking about relationships. And when people are asking me, when the speakers are like, yo, we of course, don't tell us that just Valentine's going to just pass by and you're not going to give us an episode. I was like, bro, you need to chill because my love life is the ghetto. My love life is the ghetto. Like, what the heck is talking stages? I've been passing through. I'm currently in like, I don't know, 6 talking stages. I mean, like 6 talking stages, bro. And none of them is like, I don't think none of any of them is gonna make it past the talking stage. I freaking hate talking stages. I hate talking stages. Like, now you're gonna be talking like, good morning, how's your day, what you doing, what are you watching, bro, cheer. Like, is that what it takes to be dating? Can we just jump into the relationship? But I don't know. So I have since the past year, I've had like a very deep understanding of love and what it means to me. It has been like a really deep understanding of what love means to me and to the people that I love, the people that surround me. I think I experienced different types of love with different types of people. Because there's a way I love someone that I'll not love another person. So I sometimes I feel like, you know, there's something like love. What was it? Being selfish in love. Is it being selfish in love or not loving people, loving others? Like, not loving people fairly. Is that the word? Not loving people fairly. Like, I think I always love some people so much. I care about some people, I care about specific people so much, so deeply. And then there's some people like, and the worst part, I always feel like the people I care for so deeply don't even care about me as much as I care for them. I don't care for me so deeply as much as I care for them. So that's where the trigger comes. And then there's some people who like, they're always there for me. They're there for me. And then me, I'm like, okay, I'm just casually. I just love them casually. No, like, I've actually realized that love has been so deep for me, and there's a depth at which I give out my love to people. And I've realized that I give people who don't deserve my love too much love, too much attention. I give it to those people who don't deserve it. And so this Valentine, I'm like, sis, like, I'm telling myself, like, I need to figure out my love life. And that doesn't mean even my relationships. That means my love life with my friends, my love life with especially my family. Yo, I need to work on it. I was just sitting and thinking about love because I just don't want to talk about like love. Okay, there's this boy. No, there's more to love. Like my family. Those are my family members. They're my brothers. My dad, my aunties. So I'm feeling like there's a love that I have for them, but I feel like I'm always giving out too much to other people who don't even deserve me. People who end up hurting me. People who just want to be close to me. Who just want to be around me for who I am. I have a lot of those people. They just want to be, okay, how it is my inbox. So this girl. Because, yeah. So there are those people. And then I give them too much attention. Because I'm like, okay, if I call the attention of this person, then, okay, I'm a big deal. So I'm really working on that. I give those people that I'm really giving so much attention, I'm loving them too much. I'm working on that because now the energy you give me is what I'm giving you, is what I'm really actually giving you. So that's what I'm learning this Valentine's. That's something I'm really working on, my love life this Valentine's. I want to reciprocate love for my family. I want to reciprocate my family. My family is the first people that I want to show up for. I want to show up for my family so bad. This year, I want to show up for my family first. Honestly, you guys, I'm gonna tell you that I've not always been showing up for my family as much as I'm expected to, as much as I am supposed to. That's why I'm always the black sheep in the family. If not knowing, now you know, I'm always the black sheep in the family. So I've not like always been so close, and you know, small, so close to my family as such as I need to. And that's something that these Valentine's that has come to my realization about love to my family. Like, yo, I need to do better with my family. I need to show up for them. They're my number ones. Those are my number one. They're the people who hold me down, man. They ever who hold me down no matter what. So my family, I'm showing up for my family. That's the people I'm putting first. Is as I'm learning to love, as I'm teaching myself to love people, as I'm embracing this journey of love. And speaking of love, I think I'm gonna be talking about love a lot on this podcast now, because well, I'm seeing things, you guys. I'm seeing. So yeah, I'm embracing loving my family more these Valentine's. I'm embracing showing up for my family more. Whenever they need me, I wanna be showing up for my family. I wanna be showing up for my grandma. I wanna be showing up for my little brothers, my elder brother, my daddy. I'm gonna be showing up for them. So that's one thing I'm learning. And then there are those friends of mine, those specific friends of mine who always show up, who always there for me. I also wanna reciprocate the love, because I have a lot of, I don't want to mention friends, but I have a lot of people on my contact list. I have a lot of people. I talk to a lot of people daily. And I think sometimes I give people too much room, what's the word? Too much room. Like the access. Yeah, I give a lot of people too much access to me. So like, there's some people just wanna be like talking to me. Like, okay, I know Awiti, she's my friend, but we ain't friends, bro. We ain't friends. I don't know you. You just know me from maybe somewhere, but I give too much. I give people too much access. People who I feel like don't deserve me, don't deserve having access to me. I give those people too much space. Like, I give them. One thing about me, I think this is why this affects me so much, is because I'm empathetic. I'm a very empathetic person. Me, I'm that person. I always put I put myself in someone's shoes and feel out like what they're feeling. Like, if someone tells me this, I'm really like, okay, so this is how you're feeling. Like, I feel so bad for them. Like, I'm always so empathetic. I'm always so empathetic. And I think that thing has really, like, that's one thing that is really like affecting my relationships so bad. It's affecting my relationships. It's affecting my friendships. So I'm really working on that. I'm stopping giving people too much access to me. This is what I tell. I'm only giving those people access, those specific people who are always there for me, who show up for me. Those specific people, that kind of love. Those are the people. Because I've been reciprocating, I've been giving up. I'm just, until people tell me, like, you're so easy to talk to. But I know I'm easy to talk to, but I'm just giving you access to me, bro. Too much access. And then, like, we don't even help each other. So that's the second thing I'm learning about love this Valentine's. I'm letting go of giving a lot of people access to me, people who don't deserve me, people who don't literally deserve me at all. And then I'm reciprocating that love to those people who show up for me, those people who are always there for me, people who deserve me. That's what I'm doing for myself this Valentine's. That's my understanding of love. And then there's, this is deep. There's love for God. Is it agape love? Agape love? So love for God, having that relationship with God, love for God. Honestly speaking, I think my last episode, if you're listening to this on Valentine's, my last episode was about being young and saved, about my battle with being a Christian, like everything. I was talking about that with my guests. And that episode was really deep, because love and God, love for God, love, church, the church, everything. Those are things that I've been really struggling with a lot. Sometimes I feel like I'm running away from God, because sometimes, of course, I'm not a perfect human being, and sometimes I do a lot of mistakes. I do sometimes a lot of mistakes, and then I'm doing a mistake at the same time, and I actually know that this thing that I'm doing is a mistake. It's a bad thing, and I'm gonna do it. So I always feel so guilty, and at times I don't even pray, because I'm like, sis, like, you just knew you wronged in the eyes of God. You're not. So I feel like I've been kidogo, like trying to run away from God. I've been escaping, like praying, like, because there are some things I'm doing that I'm not really proud. There's some things I did that I'm not really proud of. I'm like, so am I even worthy to be in front of God? Am I even worthy to be praying? So there's that love of God which I've been fighting. I've been fighting, and that is what I'm confused about. Like, okay, now what should I do? Like, what should I do? So there's that love for God. I feel like I haven't been real with God. I've been running away from God. I haven't been real. I've been hiding from God. I feel like I've been hiding from God. I feel like I've neglected God kidogo, and I'm really feeling so bad about it. I wanna really work on it, because me, I wanna be with, like, I want God in every aspect of my life, everywhere I go. So that has been like something I've been feeling guilty about. God and the like escape, like really not being real with God, feeling guilty. But I know, of course, He knows what's in my heart, and I'm trying to be better every day. I'm trying to be better. 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 So that's another love for God, which I'm gonna try to be better. I'm going to try to do the right things in the eyes of God and be a more believer. Pray with faith, have faith and hope, and just pray. That's another thing about love that I'm working on this Valentine's, henceforth. Yeah. And now, I think this is the last one, love. The last love that I'm really struggling and working on is love for the opposite gender, with the man. My love life, damn, is the ghetto. My love life is the absolute ghetto, bro. Kai. Oh, I feel like I've been struggling. I feel like my love life is, I don't know, my love life is just the ghetto, like I just said. It's just bad. It's just bad. It's very bad. It's very, very bad. Because I don't always know. One thing about me, if I like someone, I like someone. I like I really, really, really like you. If I like you, bro, I like you for real. Like me, I don't know how to pretend. That's one thing about me. I don't know how to pretend like, okay, now I don't like you, but I'm gonna pretend like I like you. No, me, if I don't like you, I don't like you. And you just see how I'm behaving around you. If I don't like you, I don't like you. But if I like you, then sis is gone. I'm a gone sis when I'm in love. I'm a gone sis. I will show you, like, so. And I think I don't know how to hide my feelings. I actually don't know how to hide my feelings. I'm not good at it. Me, when I love you, I like you, I'm gonna be like looking, I'm gonna be checking up on you, I'm gonna be telling you things I've done in my life. I want you to be involved in my life. It's crazy. So, other thing has been, that thing is really like affecting me, because I'm that person. I will like a girl approach me, and then, okay, I like this dude, and then maybe we start talking. Of course, we start talking. We start talking, and then me, I'm in deep. When I'm talking to you, once you're in my DMs, like, I'm talking to you daily, that means I really like you, because I don't talk to people I don't like, bro. Just simple. I don't talk to people I don't like. Me, if I don't like you, utakula blue ticks, bro. Utakula blue ticks, safi. So me, if I don't like you, I don't talk to people I don't like. But if I like you, I'm always gonna be checking on you and everything. So, and I think that affects me. Those men that I always like, okay, they always say like, okay, udemana nipenda sana. Like, I like them too much. They always just say that I like them too much. And I'm realizing, like, if a relationship is to work, the guy has to love the chick more than the chick loves the guy. That's the only way the relationship is gonna work. So me there, I'm always like, I'm in love. I love this nigga. I'm gonna be checking up with you. And then the talking stage and whatnot. And then sometimes I think the nigga ends up ghosting me, bro. The guy ends up ghosting me, and I'm like, okay. So what happened here? Why did you ghost me? I think things are just going better. Like, things are just going well. What happened? So, I don't know if I should stop that. Like, when I like someone, I should just chill. Yeah, my TikTok algorithm, I think, knows what's always on my mind. Because of late, that's what has been on my TikTok algorithm. Like, if he likes you, do you do this? Those things for spiritual TikTok. I don't know if you guys have seen them. They're showing up on my TikTok. I'll go the TikTok feed so bad. TikTok feed. So, like, if you want a dude to chase you, like if you want him to always chase you, like to always want you, there's some things you need to do. Like, don't over text, don't always be the one starting the conversations, don't always be the one talking to him, following him, like always checking up on him. Don't always be there waiting for him to just waiting, just replying his text immediately. Like, let him chase you. That's one thing I'm learning. That's the biggest thing I'm learning about love on the opposite gender, love relationship wise. Wait, let the man chase you, sis. Bro, that's what men do. That's what they're meant to do on this earth. They're meant to chase, and they love chasing. Don't feed their ego. Hey, that's a mistake I've always done. Like, feeding men's ego. Like, you're the first person to tell him, "I miss you." Bro, shut up. Shut up, girl. At you're only the first person telling him, "I miss you. When can I see you? I need to see. When am I seeing you?" You're feeding that man's ego. I learned that the hard way. I've been telling that guy, "I miss you. Yeah, I need to see you." I stopped. I stopped. I was like, "Bro, do you know who I am?" I got my power back. I'm like, "Bro, this man wants me to be chasing him. He wants me to be done, to be texting him like, 'I miss you.' Like, when can I? I'm always done to initiate conversations, bro." I stopped. I told myself, "Does this man know who I am? In fact, I'm the prize. I am the prize. He needs me. He needs me. I am a witty. He needs me. I am a lot of things. A lot of people are, but a lot of people are my DMs. A lot of people want me. It's not you, bro. So you're gonna attack when you ring. You wanna come and jifanya to sando nikulambe mimi. No, I can't. I'm not doing that shit. I'm not. So I learned that. I'm like, okay, you need to. In fact, you're the one who approached me. But by the way, what's wrong with dudes? Dudes will pursue you, pursue you, pursue you, and approach you and cater you. And then when you accept them, that's when they start acting so childish. Like, what the heck is wrong? What the heck is wrong with niggas? So it was like this dude that he wanted me to quit following him and telling him that when should we meet? Gee, I miss you. When we need to see each other, you're busy for me. No, I stopped, Bana. Stop, sis. Let the man chase you. Don't feed that man's ego. Stop. Chill as much. Of course, I understand. You'll feel like, cause if you love the man, cause us girls, I don't know if it's only me, but us girls, when you love the man, when you like the man, you're gonna do anything for the man. You're gonna be like calling him, checking on him, like you just wanna show him, like like love. You just wanna share love. So, but whenever you feel like that, jishikilie. Like, just be strong. Don't show that man like you really need him. Please don't. Like, well, especially this is, I'm talking about this especially for those people who are just in the talking stages, just starting a relationship. Like, it's just 1, 2 months. Yeah, don't show that man that. Do not. He's just gonna. Don't. Me, I'm telling you guys from experience. This, I'm just telling you from what I've seen. Don't take my word for it. Don't. You, Jifinya, when he texts you, don't you reply? As much as, of course, you're gonna initiate a conversation once, twice, 2 days, twice, but not every day. Everyone is like, "Hi, hi." Oh, let the man chase you. Let him look for you. Let him initiate dates. Let him call you. Let him do all that because he is the man. I'm learning that. Don't feed that man's ego. You are the prize. You are the freaking prize. So, love life. Oh, that's something I really learned. So, I was telling guys, like, I'm now in like 6 talking stages. Yeah, I don't even know if any of them is gonna go and then make it a relationship. Like, I don't know, but I don't know. I'm just like, I'm gonna wait and see what happens. So that's love for me. That's love for me. Love for me. So me, this Valentine's. So this Valentine's, I'm just confused about love, man. That's how I'm feeling. This Valentine's. I'm just confused about love. I'm conflicted. I'm so conflicted. I don't really understand it. I don't really like have the full answers about love this Valentine's. I do not have the full answers. But one thing I know is that I love love. I love love. I want love. I want to experience love. That's all I know. Me, I love love. I love being in love. I love loving. I love reciprocating love. I love showing love. I love expressing love. I want love. I want love. But I'm confused about it. I'm confused about it. I'm conflicted about it. It has a lot of things, but those things that I've really said, love towards my family, love towards my friends, loving the right people. As much as I'm confused about love this Valentine's, something I'm really sure about, something I'm really on point about this Valentine's, that I'm going to love the right people the right way. I'm loving the right people the right way. The people who deserve me, the people who reciprocate the love. That's what one thing I'm sure about. I'm loving the right people the right way. That's it. That's it. That's it. No cap. No cap. No cap. So, hey, there's another love. I don't know if I'm gonna mention it, but this celebrity social media love, loving celebs and what's not. Like, you feel like you connect with someone because you love what you see on social media. You love for you followers, like you follow people because the people follow on social media always feel like there's some that connection you have, that collab between them. There's also that I really experienced. There's also that social media love. That's what I'm gonna call it. There's that social media love. So yeah, that's love for me. And yeah, that's it. It's confusing, but I think having even me talking about this, it has really like put some things straightforward to me. I've learned it. Like, I'm giving the right people, I'm loving the right people the right way. So this is love. So this is love. Yeah. So this is love. This is Valentine's. And I hope you guys have learned something from this episode. I've been talking a lot. I've talked a lot, like always, but I hope you guys have just learned something about love from me, from my perspective. Love from my perspective. I hope you guys have learned that from my love from my POV. Love from my POV. I hope that's me sharing my love from my POV, my love for my family, my friends, the opposite gender, and my love for God. So that's love from my POV. So this is love for me. So this is love from my POV, and I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. This is gonna be a Valentine's special episode. I'm just dropping it now so that when you guys wake up, I know you guys are sleeping. It's like, you guys are woken up. It's all the time. It's 4 minutes to 3 a.m. I'm just gonna drop it now on Spotify. By the way, you guys, have you heard about Spotify evolving? There'll be no recording or editing on Spotify app for Spotify podcasters. Yeah, there's a lot. If you're a podcaster, you should learn about that. Yeah, you should. In June, by in June, they're removing those features for recording and editing on Spotify for podcasters. But yeah, that's it. So this is love. I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. This is a Valentine's special episode from the Unsoccer Podcast, and I'm your host, Awiti. Follow me on social media, Awiti, and Spoken Podcast. Bro, I'm blowing up on TikTok. Have you seen it? My video with Aziad, yo, I met Aziad. I'm actually literally blowing. That video is blowing up. We did a video with Aziad, and it's like blowing up on TikTok. It's like almost at 30K likes. That's a lot of likes for me on TikTok. Wait, you guys need to check that out. So check out on TikTok. Check me out on TikTok. Awina Widi and Unspoken Podcast KE. And I'm so happy by the way. I need to say this on the board. It needs to make. I met my favorite influencer. I met Aziad on Saturday. I met Kim Kardashian and I met Zara. Those are my dream girlies. Those are my dream girlies. Like, I look up to those girls. Like, content wise, I look up to them. So shout out to them. Shout out to them. I hope they get to listen to this episode. So shout out to them. And you guys, happy Valentine's, yo. Happy Valentine's. Hope uko na mtu wako usikuwe kanini. Hope you have your kapasom. Celebrate love. Go out there and love, you guys. Love is the greatest thing in this world. Love is the greatest thing in this world. Having someone, being in love is the best feeling ever in this world. Having people who love you around you, having people who care for you, that's the greatest feeling in this love. You need to surround yourself with people who love you. Go where you're loved, guys. Go where you're loved. Go where you're appreciated. And yeah, and keep it unspoken. Will you join our Telegram Unspoken Podcast community? Subscribe on YouTube. I don't think if this episode is gonna make it on YouTube, because this is just an audio episode. Yeah, this is just an audio episode. It's just gonna be on Spotify. So subscribe on YouTube, Unspoken Podcast KE. Follow and interact and on all social media platforms, Unspoken Podcast KE, and Awina Awiti. Yeah, so this is love. I'll see you on the next episode. Adios. Nawapenda. Happy Valentine's. Moi.